In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, Lent has just begun. Most of us, most people, have no desire at all to go to the desert. Certainly, for no more than a brief visit. At a spiritual level, however, we should always have a great love for the desert, because the desert is what helps us to understand the 40 days of Lent. 40 days in which we join and imitate Jesus and ponder the fruits of what he learned and experienced there upon his return. Every Lent, the same Holy Spirit wants to guide us into the desert with him. Lent is meant to help us recapitulate Jesus' 40 days away from everything, so that we, apart from distractions, can focus on who we are, can focus on our relationship with God and our relationships with others. And with Jesus' help, can confront and overcome the ways that the devil seeks to distort those relations and that image. Lent is a time for us to make sure, as St. Paul reminds us today in the epistle, that we are not receiving the grace of God in vain. Lent is an occasion for us to recognize, as Jesus reminds us, that now is the day of salvation. Now is a much-awaited and joy-filled time of our rescue and liberation. To go into the desert, however, is increasingly difficult for people today. While the world is not calling us all physically to go to the desert, he is calling us to the state of the desert, removing ourselves from distractions, from the various things that may be fine in themselves, but crowd our lives with so much noise that we cannot hear God, and so much mess that we cannot see God. The first temptation we face each Lent is indeed to refuse to go into the desert with Christ, to think that our Lent can be complete if, for example, all we do is give up chocolates and wine. The first big difficulty is for us to hear Jesus' voice from the desert saying, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." The first temptation was aimed right at Jesus' hunger after 40 days of eating nothing. "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." When the Israelites were in the desert, Satan successfully tempted them to complain to God to feed them. Satan was tempting Jesus to recapitulate the Israelites' lack of trust in God. And Jesus would have nothing of it. Satan also was trying to tempt Jesus away from his mission, and Jesus would have no part of that either. Jesus had come to save people, to feed their most important hunger, the hunger of their souls, and Satan was trying to induce him to become a baker rather than a savior. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So Lent is a time, in that time, Jesus calls us to resist that temptation and to seek first this heavenly food and live by it, stressing that, as he promised, everything else will be given to us besides. Lent is a time in which we grow in our trust for God's providing so that the devil is not able to tempt us. But yes, Lent is a time to test our faith. In the second temptation, the devil tried to tempt Jesus to test God the Father. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. Once again, the devil had succeeded in getting the Israelites to test God while they were in the desert. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Dear faithful, Lent is a time in which we open ourselves up to God's mercy that prevents us from being presumptuous with him. It's a time for us to recognize that if we have not sinned, it's not because we have been personally stronger than the devil's temptations, but because God's grace, God's mercy has made us withstand them or not even be confronted by them. Rather than presumptuously throwing ourselves down from precipices, Lent is a time in which we trustingly throw ourselves up into God's merciful arms. In the third temptation, the devil presented Jesus with a vision of all the kingdoms of the world, and said to him, all these things I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourselves and worship me. Jesus was about to announce that his kingdom is at hand, but that kingdom was going to come about through humility and the cross. The devil, the father of lies, was proposing a shortcut, another way, an easier way. Once again, the devil had gotten the Israelites in the desert to succumb to this temptation to worship him in a golden calf. But he failed with Jesus, who said to him, get away, begone, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve. Dear faithful, the devil likewise tempts us to compromise our relationship with God, with the truth, with the principles that flow from God, in order to get ahead or to get what we want. Often the devil disguises these temptations in terms of the pursuit of power, prestige, profits, or privilege. It is a temptation to seek to achieve something worldly by compromising our relationship with God and his moral law, to serve the ruler of this world rather than the one true God. Jesus told his disciples, about the third struggle he faced so that we could learn from him that and how we are called to worship the Lord, our God, and to serve him alone. And God, in his mercy, extends to us the grace of conversion in Lent, so that we might recognize our idols and turn away from them to love the true God. Yes, indeed, dear faithful, Lent is a time to adore. The failure to adore is the biggest temptation. Three times, Satan suggested it to Jesus in today's gospel. Failing to adore properly breaks our friendship with God. Slowly but surely. Of course, God knows that this is not what we want. So, let's adore. Simply. It's not about feelings and emotions, but about our concrete, humble, daily actions, prayers, daily thoughts of love. May not a day go by without a prayer to God. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. During these 40 days of Lent, we are going to experience that there is a permanent struggle within ourselves. The Gospel of today shows us the reality of the devil. In daily life, he is trying to tempt us always using the same ruse. Someday, it's difficult to be in the desert. Someday, it's a fact that we want to give up. So, let's be prepared for Lent, because giving up is not an option for Catholics. Lent is a desert, and we will fight small and large spiritual fights, spiritual combats. Amidst all this warfare, it's crucial that we always fight to be close to God. Because in our deserts, Jesus cannot be absent. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.